Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to part two of Private Parts. Boys. All right. Here's another one. George, I think this is not for you. Tell us how you lost your virginity.
That's definitely not for me.
Oh, this is... I've spoken about this
before. This is another fuck story, by the way.
Yeah, I actually feel a bit weird telling you guys because it's just very weird from start to finish.
This whole story is weird.
I was 18... It was Halloween. I was dressed as a clown.
Already a red flag.
Massive red flag. Like kind of not even horror clown, just like clown.
Cracky clown.
And then this guy was a model, DM'd me on Twitter, and I was like, oh, okay, like let's meet up. I was with my friend. And then he came back to my, I was staying at my friend's uni accommodation, and she was in a single bed, and I was on the floor with like no mattress, just like a blanket, like on hard floor. And then he was like, I'll come stay with you. And I was like, oh, it's weird. Like I'm staying on my friend's floor. And he's like, no, like I'll come. And I was thinking, So then.
Someone's keen. Yeah.
So then he.
Really want to shag a clown that bad?
Yeah, I know. Then he came back. My friend fell asleep and I ended up like having sex on the floor. And at one point my friend turned over like in my face. I thought, this is weird. And then anyway, he was very like aggressive. And I thought like, this is, I don't know what to take from this. Anyway.
Probably because you're a clown. He's probably freaking out.
Fuck.
And then next day, he like we all get this weird, had to like get the train back to Essex together. So he was like opposite. It was just me and my friend. It was very awkward. Anyway, I meet up with a friend the next week and he's like, oh, I know this guy that just got out of prison for like GBH with like his ex-boyfriend, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And they showed me a photo and I was like,
you're lying.
No. I was like, you are kidding me.
No, you're lying.
I thought, fucking hell. Same bloke.
Wait, and he, what the hell?
Isn't that crazy?
It makes sense.
So who's Boo Boo the Fool now? Who's
yeah, exactly. Do you ever use dating apps? Do you guys ever use dating apps?
I was actually, I was on Hinge and I was on a really good run and then they banned me for about 3 months.
Banned you? Why?
Because they did, basically people didn't think it was like actually me. So they thought it was like someone impersonating my account and like, but I had like, cause on Hinge you can do like voice notes and stuff. And I was doing the voice notes. People were like, yeah, this definitely ain't you. I was like, oh, shut
AI
up.
These days,
and then all of a sudden I got banned. Fakes. And then one day I was getting like, I was literally really bored. And I was like, do you know what? I'm going to write a letter. So I wrote like an email. I wrote an email to like the help thing. And then they set up my account again. Still haven't met anyone off there.
Yeah, because I think we weren't around. We didn't ever have dating apps. Do you ever use dating
apps?
Yeah, but we didn't.
During the war.
Yeah, during the war. I've never, the only time I went on a date once via Twitter.
Oh.
Yeah, I tweeted.
Wait, who was this?
Chloe, remember?
Yeah.
I tweeted a girl once and then met up with her in Miami.
Oh, that's pretty cool, though.
I felt like an absolute baller.
Yeah.
But I went out there, like, bought a flight, had no money at the time, nothing at all, and then I had to take her for, like, dinners and stuff, and I was like, I can't, like, afford this.
Let me just get a loan out.
Yeah.
Did
it pay off?
Yeah, it paid off.
Fine, so it's all worth it.
It was great.
I remember that trip. I didn't get the invite.
You didn't get the invite. Boy, tell us about your podcast as well, because your podcast is hilarious.
Thank you.
Yeah, how long has it been going now?
Since September. Yes.
Yeah, who had the idea to do it?
It was a collaborative thing.
We've wanted to do a podcast literally from like probably this time last year, maybe even before.
Yeah.
And we literally, the way we are so different, we just kind of thought, we never really had, I don't think, the set kind of in mind until later on, but we always knew we wanted big, bright colors, completely different.
Yeah.
And we've managed to grab some really cool guests, and it's really cool. As you guys probably know, like, that's a day of work for us, and to turn up and interview people.
A bit
people,
routine
like,
in the old yeah, the old
like
life.
To interview a Spice Girl.
Yeah, it's good. Get up, shower,
which Spice
in the shower.
Yeah, shit in the shower, stab it down the drain.
Shagger clown.
Which Spice Girl did you interview?
Mel C.
And that was episode 2 or 3, which was just gas.
Like, that's a huge booking.
How was that? What was she like?
Yeah, no, do you know what? She's so media trained. She's so lovely.
She's amazing. She's so nice.
And she didn't hold back. We were like, was there any other fight?
She was like, punch Jerry Halliwell in the face. We were like,
what?
She's so cool.
Wait, who booked her? Tell me, like, you got to tell
me. I DM'd her.
What?
When I tell you I'm like, don't, because I used to work in recruitment. I don't take no for an answer.
Yeah.
I will DM, I will speak to anyone.
Joe will like DM, then find the manager's email, then find the manager's best friend's email, then their best friend's email that knows so-and-so.
I have some luck as well. Like, I was in, where was I? I was in getting my nails done. I used to get my nails done, but they filed them down too much and now I have to let them grow out a bit. But anyway, I was in the nail salon in Bow and this girl was like next to me and she says, oh, I recognize you from TikTok. And I was like, oh, cool. And she said, oh, I manage Bree Runway, who's like one of my favorite artists. And I was like, you're joking me. And then the nail lady did me a solid and was like, he's got a good podcast. And I was thinking, yeah, fucking come on.
Tell him.
then I booked her, which is really cool.
That's insane.
Yeah. So yeah, and then got like Gemma Collins came on, Kim Woodburn. Kim Woodburn. Recently.
Who would be your ultimate guest? One time. George, who would be your ultimate guest, firstly? Central C, come on.
Do you know what? It probably would, or someone like H, or like...
Really?
I'm a massive Arsenal fan, someone like Bukayo Saka or something like that. Really, like something like that would be really interesting. But I think...
You guys are killing it this season.
Central C would be, obviously, insane, because like he's come up and stuff. He's just, like, incredible. Like, he came out of nowhere.
Can you give me this? Where does Central C come from? I don't really know.
I don't really know who this man is.
But
this is why we have the pod.
Everything he touches turns to gold, literally. Like, it's insane. But someone like that, definitely. Who would yours be? Someone.
Yeah, who would you?
So
have?
I always think like realistic as well. Like I love realistic goals.
Go for realistic, but then go super.
If
solid.
I could talk realistic, like I'd love like someone like Kelly Rowland. Big Destiny's Child
fan.
That's a great
show.
She's also in the UK this summer, so I'm thinking.
Getting those DMs.
I mean, I love pop music. I actually have a dream one, which isn't that unrealistic, but I reached out and she declined. The management declined.
Who was it?
Nadine Coyle from Girls Aloud. I'm in love with her. I love Girls Aloud growing up. Cheryl as well. Cheryl from Girls Aloud.
That's amazing. I love that.
I think Adele would be sick.
Yes. Oh, Adele on a podcast.
Adele on a pod would be amazing.
What is the downside, guys? Because obviously what happens is that we see everyone on social media. We have like such a fun time and you got your YouTube channel and things like that. What is like the hard side of it that people don't see? Like we talk about like content creation burnout and things like that, where it's like, you know, when you it's called like writer's block. I've had it before where you're constantly thinking of different creation all the time.
Yeah.
Do you guys ever get that where you're like, oh my God? Because it feels like sometimes if you stop creating, someone else is gonna jump in front of you. Do you guys get that at all?
Yeah. No, I think that's a real thing. It's like, obviously, this sort of job is definitely, I feel, more like emotionally and psychologically draining than obviously.
It is, isn't it?
Like physically, do you know what I mean? Like, it's not a crazy physical job. We're not on a building site doing X, Y, Z. But then sometimes we could have 3 days that are like, we're in Birmingham, we're here, we're there. And then you've still got to make videos. You've got to shoot content. Like, don't get me wrong, it's an amazing, amazing job. But at the end of it, you're like, shit, I need like time to just chill. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
Are you guys quite good with each other when you're like, you give each other the look. You're like, right, let's just stop. Stop recording.
What? No.
Terrible.
I'm worse.
Keep.
I'm like,
going.
You're tired.
You're like, I'm doing a shit getting here. I need it from another angle.
I think creative, the burnout thing's real because I struggle. I'm like a workaholic, so I will not take a day off if I don't. Do you know what I mean? Like, I always do stuff. And then I have to force myself in situations where I should be relaxing. And then I went to a spa recently to try and switch off and end up just making a TikTok about how horrific the spa was. Yeah. And I was just like, why can't you just shut the fuck up for like 5 minutes just lay?
How does that manifest itself in you, Joe? Like, when you get that sort of burnout, is exhaustion, is anxiety? How does that happen?
It's just like exhaustion, really. It's to the point where I feel myself, I'll lay there and I'll be thinking of ideas, but I just can't be bothered to do anything. Do you know what I mean?
Exactly.
It's that, but you're always thinking.
Your brain's still going.
Yeah.
A lot of it as well is obviously a huge part of social media is numbers. Like, if you're getting the good numbers, you're going to feel better. So when we have weeks where we post content and it is actually like genuinely decent content and it's funny and we've put time and effort into it and it's not hitting the desired numbers, do you know what I mean? Like,
it's demoralizing,
yeah,
isn't
you
it?
Think,
yeah.
You think,
yeah.
What more can I do? Like, I filmed 3 videos, like I posted 6 videos and they haven't reached this, that and the other, and you're seeing all your friends around you and they're really, their videos get millions. Shit. You just sit there and you're just a bit like, obviously you're grateful, like,
for every 3 weeks we're like, we're done,
yeah. in your
that's
head
it. I've been
like,
found out, yeah. That's it, yeah, I'm out, yeah. Like, I can go back to recruitment.
But it's one of them things you're like, oh shit, like, it's just like, I don't know, it's just a bit chips away at you a bit, but it's all part of the job. I think
I sat next to you the other night is Madeline RG.
She was there when I met Central C.
She's popping off, right? Like, I mean,
crazy.
What? How does that? Like, how does that?
What does she do?
I posted.
It's a storytelling, basically.
I posted the video of Central C, and she was behind him. And I'd say a good 70-80% of the comments were just about her. Not even Central C, who I just met. They were like, "Oh my god, it's Madeline!" Like tagging their friends, like, "Oh my god, it's Mads."
Bro, really?
She's popping off. Mm. Like, she does story times in the back of her car, or just while eating
million,
some yogurt.
8 million, 10 million.
Yeah, and they've got like 10 million views.
Yeah,
I'm
just
like,
eating a yogurt.
Yeah.
Honestly, it's crazy.
I don't. She just eats a yogurt.
No, but like the whole point is it's like
more
fandom.
Context to it.
I was like, wow.
But it's like fandom. Like, who's really popping off at the moment, would you say, on TikTok that you guys look at and you go like, these, all social media and these people are just good. These guys have got it. Because you look at the likes of like Logan Paul and Jake Paul now, and they were like the ones who really, that everyday vlogging, that everyday kind of thing, those are the sort of trailblazers, I suppose. For and to what YouTubers and people can now become, right? Who do you think sort of really kicking off at the moment?
I think about the people that I love to watch who like really make me laugh. And Maddie Grace Jepsen is like one of my favorite creators ever, because she actually said it on our pod. She said that she could be in a room of like loads of people and she would do something that isn't even that funny, and me and George would just lose it. She's got that
so
comedy.
Funny.
It's some people don't get it.
Yeah.
We get it 100%. She is so amazing. And what I like is that she kind of doesn't force it. She just comes to her. She says sometimes she'll just lay in bed at night, like 1 a.m. and just jump up and just start beating her pillow like a piece of pizza or something. And then, do you know what I mean?
Record
it creates the funniest video you've ever seen. I love people like that. Do you know what I mean?
She just beats her pillow and then records it.
She did this one and it was her pillow. And she's like, what was it? Like
Pov pizza makers or something like that. And she's like kneading her pillow.
Kneading it, putting like,
her tongue's
it's
out.
Actually genius.
It's so funny. It's so
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Funny.
So it's that kind of content, I suppose, which is authentic and funny, right?
Yeah.
That's what you... So if you... Because loads of people love you guys and listen to it. And it's like, you know, there's these like crazy statistics now, how many people want to go into social media and everything. What is the way to get into social media now? Like, we don't have like a... Touch wood. We don't have like a lockdown or whatever is where you can go and like spend all this time on TikTok or whatever.
Yeah.
But Joe, what do you think it is?
I don't know, I just think it's finding something that you genuinely like love doing, that I feel like it resonates if you're having fun and you're having a laugh. And I also feel like with social media, people like to see stuff that they wouldn't typically normally see. So like, yeah, I did that video of that Cineworld thing, which I was hanging up my ass that day. I got 45 mil.
What?
I was hanging out of my ass.
What is it?
So it's at a Cineworld.
4DX
cinema. Yeah. So I'm hanging, sat there.
So it's like water,
they were
wind,
like,
all stuff like that.
They were
like,
film yourself experiencing it. I'm sat there with a poncho on my fucking head. Like, I need some ibuprofen or something.
Throwing around
and everything. And then, yeah, it got like 45 mil.
45 million?
But it's because people are seeing something that they wouldn't never normally see. Well, you can't film in a cinema, do you know what I mean? So they're seeing an experience. And I feel like I love the videos on YouTube when people sneak into somewhere or jump from a building in Dubai and stuff like that. You know
what
I mean?
Do you know what, though,
as well? With a parachute.
Maybe our preferences are different. I saw something the other day, though, and it's true. Like, people, like, for example, the Sidemen, they became so successful because they started doing what they were doing because they loved it, not because they were thinking about money. They never thought about money or anything.
Totally.
And obviously now, yeah, of course, they are all multi-millionaires and so successful, but they literally started it in their bedrooms and playing games because they just enjoyed it.
But
they
didn't make money for ages and ages and ages. We just did it because we loved doing it. We just loved the vibe of doing stuff together.
And the persistency of it, right? It's that constant, persistent thing that you do all the time.
Because we were doing, and we still do it because we love it now. It's just lucky at the perks of the jobs. Obviously, you can get paid.
It's just good that we got to quit our jobs to do it, but the money was never the reason why.
We literally used to go to events and stuff and people used to be like,
why are you working?
Yeah, like, why are you still at work? Or like, blah, but you can earn this. And to be fair, we didn't obviously realize the...
We didn't know.
Yeah, we didn't know, but we did just, we're fine with it anyway because we really enjoyed doing it. Like, I'd enjoy getting home and just making a video, even after work when you're tired.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It'd be on my mind all day, like, oh, I can make this or use this funny sound or... Mm. It's just one of them things because we enjoy doing it.
When was the moment that you guys quit your jobs or were like, right, we're going to take this full time? Because that's like a big moment, right?
It was May last year.
But no, we were talking about it about this time last year. Do you remember?
Yeah.
Joe was in a really, really successful, good job, like in recruitment up London.
Thanks, Joe.
Were you wearing a corset?
He was
on the same team as Billy, but I really love my job and I got really good at it. So I thought, I'm not going to do it until I can either match that money or it's not worth it unless I can earn the same amount. And then it got to a point where I thought, okay, there's things coming up where I could match that amount. Mm. So then we both decided to do it at the same time.
But in my head, I thought for Joe
and
to
then
be-
just laid there one week and thought, what the fuck is going on now? Like, what do I do now?
What do I do now?
From like 5 years of corporate life, like Monday to Friday, going gym on your lunch break, meal prepping, all that to land there being like,
phoning
what?
People up for a laugh. Like, you want to chill?
Meal prep and everything.
I don't do that anymore.
And then suddenly not knowing what to do.
And then I just lay there and think, what? Now.
But no, like for Joe to say, oh, I'm going to leave my job, I was like, well, I've got nothing to lose at all. Like,
I had quite a bit to lose.
Joe had loads to lose. I was on basic pay and all stuff like that. And I thought, I'm just going to go for it. And then don't get me wrong, for the first 2 months, I don't think I earned any money.
No, but
and
we,
stuff like that. Yeah. And then you just kind of build up these brand relationships. And then we're in a really good position. It's so...
But I gave up mentally at my job before that anyway. I remember I hired this girl and then I was like, on a lunch break, I was like, do you mind just coming downstairs and just like film me making a TikTok in the basement and stuff? And she was like, what is this guy?
TikTok in the basement. I would not follow you.
He's
follow
a dodgy guy, isn't he? He's a dodgy guy.
Are you that clown guy?
Yeah. didn't you get shagged by a clown?
Yeah.
That is quite a weird. That's like a complete change of life for that to happen. That's insane.
Mm. Yeah, I know.
And then suddenly you go, did you like corporate life or no?
I actually didn't mind it.
That routine.
I worked on London Bridge. Like, I had flexible hours and stuff. I could just rock up in a t-shirt. And I actually had a really random job. So I used to manage engineers on power plants all across the world. But a specific engineer working on a specific control system on a turbine in a power plant. So I knew this group of guys on WhatsApp and I used to send them out. And then I'd earn money off like the money they earned, basically.
It's so funny, the jobs that like... people end up in.
I know.
Like, it's so not, like, it's so random.
Could I tell you about a power plant now? No. Could I tell you how it works? No. Did I have any engineering experience but lied? Yes.
Have I got good contacts?
So this is the moral of the story is Lie.
Yeah, but it's also just that charisma, right, that just drives. If you have charisma and charm and things like that, it can get you so far.
I just used to chat to people all the time. I'd be like, what's your wife making you for dinner and stuff like that? I'd be like, what is going
on? No, the funniest thing is when Joe worked from home, he'd used to be like, hello, oh my God, amazing. As he put the phone down, open the door, he'd walk out and be like, fuck me, that was hard. Like, do you know what I mean? Because he's got to try and sell this to someone or get them
I
to go there.
I loved working from home because my boss pulled me up once and said that the negative talk after your calls is kind of bringing everyone else down. But on the phone, I was so happy. And then the moment I put it down, I'd be like, fuck him. But then when I worked from home, I loved it. I could just sit there and just
start. You could just swear to me instead of the whole team.
Oh my God. Boys, listen, so what's next for you guys? So you've got the podcast, you're doing YouTube, you've got all this stuff going on. What are you guys going to do next? Surely some TV show is going to be after you guys.
Yeah, that is that's
the goal.
That's the dream.
Like, really? What would you love to do?
Crime Watch.
Okay, right.
Him, not me.
Yeah.
Naked Attraction.
Yeah. Running away as a clown. Like, have you ever seen
Celebs Go Dating first off for George, I think.
Oh, my God.
Something like
surely.
That would be fun, though. It would be really, really fun.
Your fee would be massive because you're obviously, you're a virgin.
I know, I'd be like, I'd be like, guys, we need to bump up
need
the
first. Like a mil for this. Yeah.
So hang on, so Celebs Go Dating would be great.
Yeah, Celebs Go Dating would be really cool.
Okay, picture this.
Okay.
Celeb Hunted.
Yeah, Celebrity Hunted. Two brothers on the run.
Two brothers.
I've done that.
The Baggs Brothers.
How is it?
It's the best thing ever.
I think we would, like, it'd be fun.
It's the greatest thing ever. You guys have got to do that.
Yeah,
that'd be cool, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
That'd be a dream. Something like Celeb Hunted. Me and Joe, you'd see us, like, no phones and stuff. We've already argued, like, because it's one of my favourite shows ever, Hunted.
Isn't it great?
It's just an amazing show. So I've always.
George comes up with the most stupid.
And this is why it wouldn't work on
stupid ideas. Like, go to my mate Archie's and have a bit of dinner.
He's got loads of fields around him, though.
No, I'm like, let's camouflage our faces and go up Scotland. Like, lay in a
face and go to London.
Mate, trust me, you'll get so bored
and cold and wet,
I promise.
Joe goes, I'll camp in a tent. After 5 minutes, he'll need to do his face moisturising, he'll need a shower, he'll need to do his hair.
I love a good bit of chase me, so I'd go and get spray tan or something, get it like really near, and then like run from them.
What, like a kiss chase type thing?
With No, but I just want to like tease him a little bit.
Joe, I've always
said
as well though, I would love to like get my hair cut on the run. Imagine that.
Get your hair cut.
Yeah,
on the run,
go have a quick skin fade. Cheers, boys.
I had a sunbed when I was on the run.
Yeah, see, it's cool.
Yeah, I had a sunbed. And then I got loads of shit because they're like, do you know how bad that is for you? And I was like,
I'm on the run, really.
You're meant to be a convict. So.
I know. Boys, I think it's great. I think your podcast is great and what you guys are doing. No, honestly, you guys get, and you're just lovely boys. So it's wicked, man.
Thank you for having us on, by the way.
Are you kidding me? Hey, listen, we should come on your podcast. Let's do a little crossover thing.
Oh my God, you know what? We're actually doing that. We do a little game show thing each month. We've started it this year. So you come on and then we play rounds of games and then you see who wins and then you win a prize. So you guys should defo.
We've had sex lives and DM slides on.
We can't tell you the prize. Oh. Actually, we can.
Come on.
It's a giant,
2.5 kg of sweet corn.
It's a tub of sweet corn. So do you like sweet corn?
I like sweet corn.
What a good incentive.
2.5 like kilograms of sweet
corn.
That
big,
it's not enough. I want more.
How much fucking sweet corn do you need?
Get you some tuna as well.
We can make that happen.
2.5 kilos of sweet corn.
Yes.
I'll fry in some fish sticks too.
Done.
We've got some left over.
Okay, well, next week's guest, guys.
Boys, listen, I really appreciate it. Thank you so much for giving us your time. Go and check you guys on social media. We'll leave all the links below. Go and check out your epic podcast. Guys, we really appreciate it. Have a great week.
Thank
we'll see everyone
so
later.
Much.
See you later, guys.
Bye.
Thank
you. Hello, everyone. What?
Goodbye, everyone.
Hey, guys, hope you enjoyed the episode. Remember, go and check us out on social media, TikTok, Instagram, at Private Podcast. Maybe YouTube, you can go and check us out there, Private Parts Podcast.
You tell them. Tell them. Keep going.
Oh, what else can I tell you?
I think we should.
Go and subscribe, do all those things.
I think we should do Gogglebox.
We'd kill it.
It'd be great.
What would we watch?
Porn.
I knew you were going to say that.
Just knew it. Some old like art house porn from like the 60s.
All right, mate. Listen, everyone, we'll see you next week. I hope on the next episode. Have a great time. Until then, goodbye.
Bye bye now.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.